Srila Gurudev, my Gurudev, Srila Gaur Gurudev, Srila Gurudev, he wanted me to discharge the duty of centenary coordinator. I was then in government job, so I was a bit scared. Perhaps Gurudev could read this mind, and he told, why do you feel you are doing? In 1986, when I instructed you to organize the 500th appearance anniversary of Sriman Mahaprabhu, you just made yourself instrumental, and it could attain inconceivable success. They were so happy. So Mahaprabhu is doing, and you had your personal association with Prabhupada. Prabhupada folded your nostrils so many times out of love. He had instructed you to recite Sichaitanya Charitamrita for 17 days, but you are retreating. No, it is Prabhupada desire. So when he said me, so I got some courage. Then something prompted in my heart, in the honor of Prabhupada, to go for a renovation work at Olarnath, Brahmagiri, that gate of welcome and bhajan mandap before Mahaprabhu Shila, the Shila that has been the imprint of Mahaprabhu's divine body, then a kitchen hall and Shiva temple, then a huge forestation project for Lord Jagannath, then besides this Hare Krishna Mahotsav, to establish a spiritual university to accommodate 5,000 students from across the planet on Bhakti Yoga and other topic also. So we got 200 acres of land almost free of cost from government at the outskirts of Bhubaneswar, the value of which would be about 500 crores now. And Gurudev continued to encourage, I am telling the background of Dandabhanga, continued to encourage. But surprisingly, once Gurudev called me and told Sachinandan, devotees were there at great in numbers. He told Gopal, the Supreme Lord, appeared before me and told that with your simplicity of heart, what you are going to do with a noble desire, but that may turn to a point of power struggle. The creeper of devotion will go away. Everybody will try to control such unique university. This university was supposed to be named as Sri Sri Joyadev Bhakti Vedanta Vedic University. So give up the land. So I got a terrible shock because the University Grand Commission chairperson came and approved. In State Legislative Assembly the resolution was passed. And lot of financial commitments were there. We got 200 acres of land free of cost. But when Gurudev said, I had to carry out his order because Gopal, the Supreme Lord, he said. But then Gurudev told, don't get disheartened. Mahaprabhu's inconceivable Leela will come on your way to render services. He told fortunately at the presence of most of the devotees. Then after 2 months, Gurudev disappeared in a most glorious manner. While answering the question to explain about the significance of the peculiar form of the Supreme Lordship, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadram Sudarshan, and in that context, he was expressing about the Vipralambha Prema between Radha and Krishna. And at the culminated state, he could not speak further, his voice got choked up, and told everybody to chant Hare Krishna. Then when all the devotees were chanting Hare Krishna, he said Gopal, Gopal, and left his body. And that time, a pujari of Radha Gopal Ji temple, Gurudev's heart and soul, he phoned to me. He told Sachinandan Prabhu, I came across a unique scene from Radharani, the garland of rose she was wearing, two flowers automatically fell down, no wind, nothing. After stepping down, one of them got fixed over the picture of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. That was the appearance day. The other one is on Srila Gurudev. As I can't say, perhaps Radharani is explaining the glories of their Priya Sakshis. 5 minutes after, I got a telephone call from Mayapur that Gurudev had left this planet. At that particular moment, when this incident had taken place. Then I got we resigned from government job and all that. Then, the whole things were, But 4 months after this, there was a saint called Haridasan Babaji Maharaj. Now he is 94. That time he was 80 something. He was at his 80s. 4 o'clock in the morning, he knocked the door. I said, who is knocking the door? When I opened the door, I found an old saint and a young devotee. He asked the devotees to go away. So he was I put Dandavat Pranam. I said, what can I serve you? He said, are you Sachinandan Das? I said, yes. I had never seen this sadhu, never in the, I had heard of him. I requested him to introduce himself. He says, I am the servant of Radha Vinod Bihari. Then I thought, perhaps he has come to take some help for Radha Vinod Bihari. But we are poor, what can we do? I was thinking in this way. So he said me that I have not come to beg you for Radha Vinod Bihari. Radha Vinod Bihari has thousands of hectares of land. He is very rich. But I have come to take your help for the supreme gem-like gift of Radha Vinod Bihari. The gift at the core of Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, the Supreme Lord Dham, in form of Mahaprabhu, in form of his danda. He is there to install prem. I could not understand what he said. I said, Maharaj, what do you mean? He said, I want to take you to a site, if you can do something. I said, okay, an old saint had come, let's go. Then we came together. When we came, the road you had seen, no road was in existence, no blocked up road. It was just the river embankment. And no bridge was there, it came across. So when we came, inside the river we came, inside here. Then it was full of trees. In 1999 super cyclone, most of the trees were uprooted. And many trees we have also cut, instead we planted more Vedic tree. So that time it was full of tree, and practically it was used as a public toilet. That was the situation. So all these sins made me suffocated. Because that time, fortunately, we had an unique opportunity. At Puri, just few hundred yards next to Sri Jagannath temple, a gentleman who is having, an old Radha Krishna temple spread over 1.5 acres of land, huge land and huge property, he wanted to donate. Somehow other many sannyasis had been to him, almost all the Gaudiya Math sannyasis had been to him. From our movement, many leaders had been to him, but somehow his madness has developed that if this human beast, Sachinandan, will go, then he will only give. So I don't know why so. So many leaders took me to him. Many times with Indradhanu Swami, Shivaram Swami, and we had been, with Bhuvaneswar ISKCON president, we had been to here. But I was scared to accept the donation because he had a high expectation to do something. Where is the money? That's why I refused. And at the same time, another saint of 102 years old in an island near Cuttack, somewhere away from Bhubaneswar, in Birupa River, has a huge property spread over 200 acres of land and a old monastery, very strong built monastery. He wanted to donate. He also called me. So some leading disciples of His Holiness Jayapat Kaswami, they came to me. He said, we have been for him after 6 months, but he's insisting if only you come, he will hand over. I said, I don't know this. So I said, how can he refer? But anyway, when I moved to him, but there also I didn't accept. So this thing I told to the Babaji Maharaj, Haridasan Babaji Maharaj, who brought me here. I said, Maharaj, we are getting on donation. So why should he come to this place? This is so nasty. I just used the words. Because it's a public toilet, no road. And here I have heard the status of the land. Is jungle, you have to get environmental clearance from government, Central Department of Environment, which is a Herculean job or that task. Then it is religious property, because part of the land belongs to Sri Jagannath Temple, part of the land belongs to Mahavir Temple, part of the land belongs to Dandavan Gopinath, part of the land belongs to Bhrugumuni Ashram. So you have to get endowment clearance, and then you have to buy it. Why to so much Padrasam? But he told me one thing, that lost my soul. He told, look, I have not come as for my own wish. Who you are, I did not know. Not only that, I am inspired by Radha Vinod Bihari. To your guru, I might not have seen in life, even for a moment, physically. But honestly speaking, your guru hold my hand and brought me to you to give you the opportunity to serve the inconceivable Lilabhumi of Sriman Mahaprabhu. He repeated the same words as Gurudev told me, when I instructed to close the university activity. Then that created certain amount of emotion. And he then told that Mahaprabhu will give you two proof. If you try to put Mahaprabhu into test, then the Krupa will be withdrawn. You will repent. This unique Krupa comes in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of crores of lives to one in trillions of peoples. You can't imagine it is how important. so you don't try to put him in test. He will give two proof. I say, what proof Mahaprabhu is going to give? Let us see. Then once, the people are demanding to have a bridge at the other side, but a quasi-government organization decided to build the bridge here. He said that Mahaprabhu gave you the first proof. You try to get the land and theater. Then the second thing, Blacktop Road was developed. But headshot at the lotus feet of Sivaram Swami. In 96 we got it. 96 me and my Garbhadas and we were struggling hard. But in 97 we are eternally grateful to Sivaram Swami. He came forward to help. At the most crucial time. That's it. To whomever we see, we give the entire credit to him. He continued to support us till from 97 to 2000. Well, for some reasons, after 2000 years, then Maharaj had many other projects, so he got engaged. Because, you know, there's some issue that deities worship of Gurudev and Jajan and all that. So, Maharaj had so many responsibilities around the world. Thereafter, since the beginning of 2001, or said end of 2000, up till now, we all have been struggling. But the interesting aspect I didn't say. I asked Maharaj why it is so important. He said, I'll give you from Shastra, it will take you years to hear. But I'll quote one year from a Shastra, then I'll tell of my personal experience. I said, kindly refer to Shastra. Then he just recited one sloka, verse. Dandabhanga lilai paramagavir taha puja jana pade mati bhakti jadhi. This Dandabhanga pastime is supremely deep and hidden. Only one, he who is unflinchingly fixed at the divine lotus feet of the Supreme Lordship Gaur Nithai, in his heart of heart, its inner purport will be revealed. He said, Satchinandan Prabhu, just mind these two words. Parama and Dhira, these are two unique words. Like Ishwara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karam or Satyam Param Dhimai Jnanam Paramaguhyate. It's not ordinarily used. And Dhira is another significant word. Dhira Satra Namuheti Nasuchati Napakyati. He says, you go through any Shastra of any pastimes of the Supreme Lord and any of his incarnation, you can get nowhere simultaneous use of both these words, excepting the Dandabhanga pastime. This signifies your symbol. He said, precisely talking, in the first meeting, it is Prem Bhumi. Mahaprabhu remains present here in form of his staff to give Prem. And later on I will tell you. So he told me. I told Maharaj, your personal experience, he is a kind of man who never speaks all his real essence because he doesn't believe that. So, an unique term. Then when I insisted, he said, I will tell you only, but I know
this
you cannot.
This is Gaur Govinda Swami.
No, this is
Shivaram Raj.
No, no, this is Haridasan Baba.
Oh, Haridasan, I get lost.
He said, I will tell you, but you cannot keep the thing secret, I know. You know, my Gurudev used to tell me, that Satchinandan has, salt cannot be melted in your stomach. That's your problem. You have nothing secret. Your inside and outside is same. You can't keep anything secret, but at least spiritual lesson you keep. When I was in government job, my colleagues used to joke with me, that if you have anything very confidential to talk, talk with Srutidhar, my Karminam. Talk with Srutidhar, sir. I mean, I was an executive in government. So college, I should talk with him. Then, very confidentially, he'll speak to 10,000 people. So that was my reputation. So, Babaji Maharaj told me the same thing. He told, I don't want it to be public, but I know you cannot keep it. Anyway, since I am destined to come to you, I have to tell you. I say, yes, Maharaj. Then he told, I wanted to visit all the places Mahaprabhu visited. So I had come here to visit Kapateswar Mahadev. Kapateswar Mahadev had been founded by Marjada Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Ramchandra. And Mahaprabhu paid a visit to Kapateswar Mahadev. That is stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the revealed scriptures. So I went to over there with a young devotee. So there I got lost thinking about the meeting between Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, and his Supreme Devotee, Lord Sivaji. Then while coming out, we have to climb the embankment. And I'm an old man. So the young devotee was holding my hand. And while I just climbed this embankment and stood up, then immediately I fell down to the river like a ring ball. That river, that time out of water. He told Sachinto, you should not tell, but anyway I have already told to everybody. So he told, I know you cannot keep secrets. So what happened? He fell down to the river. He said, I felt Sachinto, I cannot explain you in words. No one can explain you now. No one can make you realize what I feel. It is something inconceivable, spiritual, divine ecstasy. I felt I am in Golok and not in this nasty material platform. Then while in the midst of water, along with the mud, I continued to eat the mud and the water. Perhaps nectar I had not tasted. Nectar is no comparison to that. It is so divine. Then what happened? That young man thought, perhaps I suffered from a stroke. He got scared. He shouted at me, Babaji Maharaj, his address was Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj. I could not hear him. Then while I was in the water, then a shila floated on the water and touched my chest. The moment my chest was touched, that's a thrill. It's a spiritual thrill and sensation. All the material senses are transferred to spiritual senses. So I could not speak. I could realize this is the epitome of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Whoever will worship with faith is unique. So I keep it. Then when he shouted, Maharaj, are you going to take a bath? You are not sure whether I am in life or in death. Then I could hear it. I replied, is it a question to be asked? Known this much for you people, this river is meant for fishing and washing the cloth. But let me tell you, this is the supremely spiritually potential site of not only of this planet, but of the universe today. I said, Maharaj, why did you say so? I asked him, why you told to that young guy like this? Then he told me, he was Sachinan Prabhu, if someone compared between the dham, greatness of dham, either he is an ignorant or becoming victim of over-emotional nature, he makes a comparison. In either case, it's an offense. But I am telling you from a different context. I said, what is that context? He said, he gave me an example. He said, Jamuna was there during Gauralila. Jamuna was there during Ramlila. But Jamuna in Krishnalila is Jamuna in Krishnalila. Jamuna is there at New Delhi. So also Jamuna is there at Agra. But Jamuna at Mathura and Vrindavan is Jamuna at Mathura and Vrindavan. He said, this material manifestation comes under the influence of the time. So I tell you this much, this is the supremely spiritually potential site of the earth today, and prem will spread from here. Then when, I had lot of question to face, once there is one saint called Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Once he came long back with lot of his devotees. Many of his devotees are Prabhupada disciples also. They came here. They told, who is Sachinananda? I came. So we found a great saint has come. We offered him chair to sit and all that. Then he said, Sachinananda Prabhu, if you don't mind, why you are misguiding the masses? My God, first meeting and direct question. I said, I could not understand, Maharaj. Please tell me. Now this is not Dandavanga. Dandavanga Lila has taken place on the bank of Subarnarekha. Near Kirochara Mandir, that is stated by Vrindavandas Thakur, and he said at that sloka. He said, do you think Vrindavandas Thakur is a fool and you are more knowledgeable than him? I could not expect this kind of dealings and talk. This was very hard. I said, Maharaj, would you please repeat it? Now, why you are saying? I said, I am not saying. I became a bit angry. I am not angry really, big apology, but bit, yeah. Now, who is saying? I say, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Rupa Goswami is saying, Sharantana Goswami is saying, Swarup Danda Swami is saying, Rai Ramanda is saying, Sivananda Sen is saying, Kabi Karnapura is saying, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj is saying, Kanai Kuntia is saying, Govinda Das is saying, Bhakta Govindas. He said, all right, say what Krishnadas Kaviraj Swami has said. Then I recited this sloka. He said, then I get the reference. Then he said, where Bhakti Siddhanta Sachin? I said, in Anubhasya. He has stated this. And he has shown the reasons how this is the real Dandabhanga Dham. So, when he had it, then he switched over to another topic. He said, Sachidananda Prabhu, it is said in Shastra, if somebody leaves body at Braja, he goes to Braja Dham. But if someone leaves the body at Khetraman and go to Vaikuntha, what is your opinion? Then I said, Maharaj, Shastra has said this, but Shastra said much more than that. Shastra said, if somebody leaves body at Khetramanal, he will go to Golok at much faster speed than at Braja. He said, how? Then I recited a sloka from Padma Purana. Sampradaya bhinascha, mantraste bifalamata, atakalo bhavishanti, chattvara sampradayane, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka, Vaishnava Khitipavana, chattvaraste kalo bhavat, utkale purushottama. Then I quoted from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the glories of this dham. Then he became very happy. But his disciples, my God, they didn't spare me. They say, you saw all this granth, where did it? So I said, look, I can't give you reference. You collect from library. I can't take the trouble of going to him. Then next year, I had been to Vrindavan. But great salutation to that great soul. He was in the midst of thousands of devotees. He saw me accidentally. He rushed towards me, ran and embraced me. It was, Sachin Prabhu, I'm eternally indebted to you. You remove my ignorance. I said, Maharaj, it's your humility. I'm also than a horn in this tool. It is your humility. Why do you say so like that? Then he said, then several times he said me, if you allow me, I will spread the glories of Dandabhanga around the world because I can see its future. Anyway, but for some reasons, because many of his followers, he is great, but his followers want something else. So I don't know, it has to be identified with Prabhupada because it is the purity of Prabhupada and Guru that has been recognized in the arrangement of Mahaprabhu. So in that way. So anyway, so there are many controversy, but that has been removed. It is that Dandabhanga we are standing, and it is unique in all aspect. Our Kiran has launched a website. You give the website here, you all can visit our website. So now we'll just take you around within our ashram, but around the ashram, all the ancient signs are there. This side of the ashram, you can see Dandabhanga Gopinath installed by Maharaj Pratap Uddhavdev. As a witness to this great, Leela of Mahaprabhu. And this side you will say Budhalingapatna Mahadev, where the Sibalingam is growing automatically, bigger and bigger. Mahaprabhu had been there. Little further you will say Ganga Narayanjiu. And then this is the personal deities worshipped by Maharshi Bhrugu. Bhrugu Swainta, you have heard? Bhrugumuni. That Bhrugumuni ashram is there. Kapateswar Mahadev we are talking about. Installed by Lord Sri Ramchandra. He is there. And the midst, here Mahaprabhu came, when all scriptural evidence, Mahaprabhu reached here in the bright fortnight, Ekadasi day of the month of Falguna. That time, the road that was leading to Jagannath Puri passes through this. This was called Dandasahi. Mahaprabhu reached the other side, ferry across the river and reached here. Bhargavi is the manifestation of Ganga. And Dandabhanga is the manifestation of Jamuna. I didn't say one part of the story Babaji Maharaj has told me during his darshan of Leela. He said, why I fell down? Because I saw that the transformation of visual power, I was given some divine vision, and I saw Mahaprabhu holding his danda is coming at a faster speed, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Mukundananda, Jagannanda, etc., they were following behind. Then Jamuna Devi came, prostrated down and hold the feet of Mahaprabhu and told Mahaprabhu, in your this most munificent incarnation, all the fortune has gone to Ganga. Jahnavi Tirthata. Jamuna is deprived of everything. Then Mahaprabhu said, Jamuna, you are also my other Nitya Sakhi. But look, I am sannyasi now. I have to establish sannyasa dharma. Don't worry. Now Lord Nityananda Prabhu will come. Break my stuff. I will remain present in, I myself will remain present in form of my stuff at your lap. With you I will remain. And you will be with me as your holy water. Then he put in Kamandal, the holy water of that river. And Mahaprabhu used to perform Mahajamnastana in this river at a place called Mangalaghat. So this side is Ganga, this side is Yamuna. And Bhargavi, if you go through the Karchar Murari Gupta, my God, what he has not explained about the glories of Bhargavi. Mahabharunistana takes place. So, and even in Bhagavat 12th canto, it is mentioned how auspicious this is. So in the midst of the, we are proud of one thing, at least to our society, to ISKCON International Society for Krishna, to Srila Prabhupada movement. Prabhupada Tiruti, Gurudev Tiruti, Maharaj Tiruti, these have been recognized by Sriman Mahaprabhu, and the, his supremely merciful dham has come. Kiran, you do one thing. Please take devotees Maharaj down, or I will take, you know, all inside. And if time permits, you can take to Bhugumini Ashram and at least Dandavan Gopinath. Maharaj, how long, how time it can happen to?
We have like about 15 minutes more, 20 minutes more.
20 minutes. Then inside our premises we can travel.
Could we ask a question?
Yes, Maharaj.
Oftentimes the question is asked, why did Lord Nityananda break the danda in three parts?
Yeah.
And there's supposedly many deep answers to this.
Yeah.
If you could give us some
I'm a layman,
illumination on this point.
Actually, the popular answer given by acharyas that there is no need for Mahaprabhu to hold the danda because he is God himself, Krishna himself, much beyond the state of a sannyasi. Even a paramahansa doesn't require to hold danda but to speak of God. Precisely speaking, this is the popular narration presented by. But it is something far deeper than that also. Like the advent of Mahaprabhu, the reason is to the introduction of Yuga Dharma. Kali Yuga Dharma hai Hari Sankirtana Etadarthya Abhattinna Sri Sachinandana. But that's a inner reason. Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kidrusabhanala. To experience Srimati Radharani's divine love and the happiness, the joy she derives out of that. The Supreme Lord Krishna develops the greed. Gurudev has stated greed of love. So greed, that's the inner reason. Similarly, we can only refer this must Dandavanga Lilai Paramangavi. This pastime of the Lord is supreme. Supremely deep. It cannot be measured. Taha bujhe jahan pade bhakti hai de. One who is soberly fixed at the divine lotus feet of both Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And explanation has come. This lilas by the desire of Mahaprabhu has taken place to inculcate prem in the heart of the devotees. And that is the chief reason of this lila. Though the external reason, there is no need for Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave up the sannyasa danda he has received in Mayabad process. Thereafter he didn't hold the danda. Because once Mahaprabhu says, sannyasa ki prem prajan, what is the use of sannyasa? I need prem. I need prem. And that danda, how important is this? One can see when Mahaprabhu is addressing to the danda. Where? Chaita Amaraya?
No. He's addressing to the name Nikolas
in Chaitanya Mangala. In Chaitanya Mangala. Mahaprabhu is saying to the danda, that oh danda, you are never sparing me. When I was wandering at Marjada Purushottam Sri Ram, you were with me in form of bow and arrow. During my fullest incarnation, Krishna, my Swayam Rupa, you were there with me as flute. Now I am a sannyasi. You are also not sparing me. You are with me as danda. So it is the flute, the gopis used to address the flute. Oh flute, what a great fortune you have. Who can explain? You are kissed every moment by Krishna. You are so fortunate. and that is the danda. And that too, Krishna is prema ratana dhana. He is the supreme gem of prema. But the supreme wealth cannot distribute itself. The possessor of the wealth can only distribute it. Who is the possessor of that wealth? Is Radharani. Who is Mahaprabhu? Krishna. Assume the complexion and the mood of Radharani. So he has come to distribute that prema. And in form of danda, he is here. In a sense, perhaps it is the real pride of a moment is come to have this glorious dham. And there are many prophecy. Prema will spread and its effect will remain for 10,000 years. So this is unique in that manner. That is a lot to be discussed.
Well, why not? He could have broken it in two parts instead of three or four parts.
Kayadanda, Manadanda and Bachadanda. Mm-hmm. Actually, a Vaishnava sannyasi symbolically means one who is qualified to have complete control over the organs of the body, biological organs, Kayadanda, Manadanda, the organs of the mind and the organs of the speech. He is only qualified to hold the danda. So, but one who has surpassed that state and reached the state of Paramahansa. Hansa means swan. If one of us milk mixed with water, swan has the talent only to extract the milk, leaving aside the water part. So those who are Paramahansa, they don't have any such discussion. For them, a temple or a burial ground or a cremation field, all the same. So, if it is the case of a Paramahansa, what to speak of the inconceivable Supreme Tattva Krishna Himself in form of Mahaprabhu? No need for Him to hold. But, was it really whether the danda was broken? Can anything be truly broken? If a dry wood is connected with fire, one can see the fire and one may break the stick. Is the fire break? If a material substance cannot be broken, what to speak of the spirit? That too, Mahaprabhu Danda. To your material reason, it appears. It is stated, the witness of this lila, that after these were broken to three pieces and floated in the water at Dandavanga, before that river was known as Kanchanadi. But after the great lila, it was renamed as Dandavanga Nadi. Then, against the stream of the water, Govindas, he has narrated, against the stream of the water, the danda floated, spreading inconceivable effulgence all around. And the message has been conveyed to Maharaj Prataputadev, who was Indradhumna in his previous bath, came to have the blessings of Mahaprabhu in his Gaurilla. And he came with his queen, Janakadevi, who was also another Parama Vaishnavi. And as a witness to this lila, they had installed Dandamanga Gopinath over there. So, in all aspects, it is a great sight. Maharaj, it is Lord's special mercy to our movement.
Unfortunately, we came here. Maybe we'll get blessed by Mahaprabhu and get some prem.
Mahaprabhu blessed us with your nectarian presence.